Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is Friday night, 8/13/2021. As we see a repeat, getting ready for a repeat, in a sense, of the fall of Saigon, or when we left Iraq and had to go back in. You got Red China Joe sitting in, he goes home every night to Delaware. They must have to hook him up to the Frankenstein monster tank. He's alive! He's alive! Bruh! And zap him with something to bring him back alive. But he's been so tired out, he's got to go, you know, to Camp David for the weekend. Rehoboth Beach isn't, you know, I guess, nice enough right now. He's got to go to Camp David because he's got to oversee the Afghan situation. Now, I'll tell you, it's just getting wild and crazy. And let me just go back to what I was talking about a little bit last night. All right. In the midst of all of this, they wanted to go, I think, pretty much, and they're still progressing towards, like, September 1, September 11, new 9/11. All right? And, you know, that's where that guy I talked about last night, Slavin, Andy Slavin or Slavin, which is Biden's White House guy, one of his big White House guys on the COVID. Something big is getting ready to happen in 3.5 weeks. Well, I'll tell you what, I can see what's going on more fully today. WorldNet Daily report, Los Angeles to require vaccinations to buy groceries. So they're going to withhold food from you unless you're got a vaccination, all right? No man can buy or sell unless you got the mark of the beast. Well, there you go. Los Angeles is planning to require vaccinations to go to gyms, restaurants, entertainment venues, and retail stores, including grocery retailers. All right? Well, I'm going to tell you what. Then the time comes where, you know, that's the case. Well, then maybe you should go out tonight and buy you a little bit of chunky and Progresso soup and Denny Moore stew and tuna, cans of tuna, cans of chunk chicken, roast beef hash, corned beef hash, all kind of stuff. Cans of corn, green beans, all the different things. Because unless you can go out and get the long-term storage food, and if you have the freeze-dried or dehydrated, you've got to also be able to rehydrate those, okay, with water. So you've got to check to see if you, many people haven't done this. They've got the long-term storage food, but they haven't thought about how much water they need to reconstitute the freeze-dried or the dehydrated foods. Consequently, you need to be storing the water. Store it in smaller containers. I've told you that. Now, I'm going to tell you, this is no longer time for the latest, greatest, hottest stuff, you see. This is the time to be telling you straight about what you need to do. But I will say this, while in the midst of all of this stuff, and with all the money spent, $1 trillion approximately spent, you know, in total, in Afghanistan, with $85 billion spent in the last number of years for the Afghan military, and you're still paying their salaries, you're still paying their Afghans. Meanwhile, the Humvees, you got 12 Taliban riding on the top of them, going ala bala bala and all that kind of stuff on top of the Humvees. On top of all the stuff, and they're talking about now, we've got Taliban about 25 to 30 miles outside of Kabul. They got Kandahar. They got Bagram Air Force Base. They got the Kandahar Air Force Base. They got the cities. They've got Herat. They've got all about 9 of the capital cities are the provincial capitals. And then in America, even Mayorkas got scared down on the southern border. Of course, he said it in private. He'll never say that. Today, they've even walked back his leaked video comments of the southern border will not be able to sustain this. It's our last line of defense. And he went down there and he said, oh, boy. And then every single Border Patrol agent, you got hundreds of them, you know, out of the 20,000 on the border, you got hundreds of them with the COVID, and you had 8 of them die of the COVID this year because they're handling these people and they didn't do the wall or finish the wall, which he still could do, but oh no, it's Trump's fault. I heard tonight also somebody say on the news, just caught it before I came on, a guy was intimating that it was Trump's fault that what's going on in Afghanistan right now. But I'll tell you what, you must be buying a lot of ammunition and buying a lot of food and buying gas masks and Tyvek M suits and all the different things because they have sensors that snip and sense at certain points in terms of credit card purchases and that kind of stuff. Guns, ammunition, large amounts of food at Costco or Sam's Clubs and that kind of stuff. Or just regular groceries. All kind of things where they're sensing, they got their pulse on what's going on, and what you're showing them is that you are getting prepared, but let's get even more prepared. So while we got a southern border where last month over 200,000 illegal aliens came in to the country, they can't test any of them. They're sending them, and I'm going to tell you what, they're shipping a lot of them. They're shipping a lot of them right into Texas and shipping more into Florida, shipping them into anywhere that they want the increase in the COVID cases. Or even if they're not, they're shipping them just basically to every state. So while you can walk across the southern border and get teed up and get a card and, you know, get rations and health care and all kind of stuff free now, and a free transportation on a bus or a jet plane, which is the military sending their planes to do it, which is so ridiculous. Because at the same time all of this is going on, Israel basically has given Biden information about 75 nuclear weapons on top of missiles in Iran and about 24 down in Venezuela, and they're pointed at the United States. At the same time, allegedly that Biden has given the green light, tentatively, to go against Iran, and we got special forces or special ops along with SAS or 20 para intel groups of the British in Yemen chasing the Houthis, who are proxies for the Iranians, who launched the suicide drone or the kamikaze drones. Well, what do you think they're going to launch on carrier groups in the Persian Gulf? What do you think the Red Chinese, if we go against Iran with Israel, or and then also maybe against Venezuela, what do you think is going to happen to the United States? Well, certainly Red China will use that attempt to go against Taiwan, okay? Russia will go and take Ukraine back, okay, or whatever. And at the same time, the United States, hypersonic missiles from China, Russia, and then also inside, it's not like the barbarians are outside our gates. They're already inside. They've all been coming across the border for years. They were binding Qurans and prayer rugs on the, you know, on the desert side down there, Arizona and in Texas and New Mexico and California for years. You've got thousands and thousands of them, plus hundreds of thousands of red Chinese coming in the dragon containers, you know, from the snakeheads bringing them in, all right? And I don't have a problem with Chinese people, but I got a problem with communist Chinese infiltrators, Red China. And if you don't understand what's going on, I don't know if you take Epoch Times. If you do, they had a nice little article that the Chinese Communist Party has helped train the Cuban units that suppress the protesters. And they got a cute little picture of a nice little one of the People's Armed Police, the PAP. It's like a PAP needs to be smeared if you want to know the truth. And that's a bad, you know, pun in a sense, but it's applicable. But they're using the Chinese Armed Police, their paramilitary forces, to train these snipers and people and busters, you know, protest busters in Cuba. That's 90 miles away. You've also got the same cats, including regular red Chinese military, running, allegedly running Hutchison Whampoa on both sides of the canal zone, okay, running all the venues. And I remember old Colonel Bogart saying that, you know, they should have never, and who gave it away? Old Carter gave that away. And I remember Colonel Bogart telling me one time, he was here one time in Kansas City, I was taking a lockmaster's course from him. And how to jump start cars and that kind of stuff, just in case, you know, or open them up with the little rods and wedges and all that stuff. But he was telling me at that time, this is years ago, back in the 90s, and he was telling me that he had put in to, once he found out that Pineapple Face, you know, down there in Panama, that he was going to put the hit on him. He wanted to put the hit on him, and he got instantly back an immediate message from, I believe it was one of Poppy Bush's crew, the, you know, the inside ball players that were surrounding Poppy in the intelligence world, said, absolutely do not touch that man. He is blah, 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 blah. Well, there was the connection for all the dope coming in through Panama. Barry Seal and those guys were then picking it up, taking it to Nicaragua, bringing the rest into Arkansas or wherever. So this stuff is all going wild weasel. But this red Chinese business, they're running, allegedly, been running these Google loony balloons, which we talked about that, allegedly. And then, you know, it's kind of interesting is that, you know, back when I talked about the Lee family being involved in the bio weapons research labs and that kind of stuff, and how they had an international symposium in Shanghai on the bioweapons and that kind of thing, and then how they had one of the family had a clinic up in, you know, Alberta near Calgary, and then that just happened to be. Do you remember old Hawk talking about this? If you do, back in 2004, 2005, when they came up with a new kind of a little flu that appeared up there, and that goes back to the time when Brother Quayle and I were both talking about the smoky trucks. Steve got information from the MMV, about the mobile crematoria trucks that also were the big, long trailers that had the mobile crematory on the back, but they also had biological research labs inside where they were picking up homeless people and drunks and, you know, junkies and that kind of stuff. And they were tuning them up as they would drive down the road and doing experiments with them on Americans. I even had information back then, you see, from somebody, let's just say well-placed in Illinois, and then also in other special operations kind of work, where he said that, yeah, even one year there, that the Illinois State Fair, all the guys that usually used to hang around, the bums and junkies and stuff, that'd be there at night and stay overnight and try to, you know, sneak in and get food or whatever, they were disappearing, and they were disappearing off the streets. And then you got the milk carton kids and all the things. Well, all of this is going on. All of this has been researched to do bioweapons against you. And now we've got a border where you can walk across with COVID or with anything you got. They could let those people in and they could have Ebola or Ebola pox or the Black Plague, whatever. Those guys down at the border, they don't have an ability to test them, do anything. They just put them on the bus and send them to Florida. Or they send them. You know where they ought to send them, I think, is to Rehoboth Beach. Rehoboth Beach, perhaps, would be a nice place for them to relax in Delaware. And it would also be close, you know, somewhat close to D.C., so they could get their welfare checks. Once they kill off all of the, you know, people in the VA system and kill off the American veterans, disabled and veterans who go to the VA, so they can take that money and give it to the illegal aliens. You see, all of this is woe to them that call evil good and good evil, you see. Because if you're going to have a vaccination to buy groceries in Los Angeles, then I'm going to tell you what. It's about time to get the heck out of L.A. Escape from it, you know. And I'm going to tell you something else. If you got somebody they won't let you feed your family, then you should know what to do. You should know what to do. Now, what else is going on here, which is such a juxtaposition? All the money that was spent to create schools and to help young women in Afghanistan, and I don't have a problem with that. But now they're going to all get taken back up. All the girls and everything going to get traded up by the Taliban and traded as wives, you know, brides, war brides. They're going to go through Kabul like, you know what? They've already stole all the stuff out of the air bases and all that. And oh, now we're going to hit them. Well, Biden was only allowing one bombing run a night in the past few weeks since he first started talking his big mouth up about it, you know. Well, I can't foresee a time when they would, they might eventually take over, but I can't foresee a time when they would overrun the country. Well, they've done it within about a week, week and a half. And now the fighting is right outside of Kabul, and we had to land more Marines, and we still are not going to get our troops in, 3,000 troops, apparently the balance of that, of more Marines and some Army, which is supposedly some artillery guys, probably mortars or small artillery things to give support, just to back the Taliban up and up so we can get our people out. And today, our diplomats and CIA inside the embassy over there are shredding documents and burning them. Shredding and burning all the documents and destroying computer hard drives. They're destroying more hard drives than Hillary Clinton ever did. Of course, in the midst of all of this, you see, you've also got Biden, okay? Eyes tougher things and are even talking about tougher restraints on the, without the non-vaccinated, that there may not be able to allow you to drive from state to state. Now, what did I tell you about? Admiral Poindexter hired Yevgeny Primakov, the Soviet Russian KGB guy, to create an internal passport system for Admiral Poindexter, Total Information Awareness Network, the part of the Pentagon back then. They hired his Directorate 5 KGB killer, Karpov, was hired to design checkpoints for United States roadways, okay? And little ruses, and the checkpoint ruses, all the stuff where you see the sign that says checkpoint ahead and then you get off at the exit. Well, the exit is the checkpoint. It's where they put down the center of the interstates the heavy steel wire cable so you can't cut across anymore. And even the little cop cut acrosses, they've got very few of those like they used to have where the state trooper could cut across the interstate and go get the guy on the other side of the interstate for speeding. But in the midst of that, Biden is now eyeing tougher vaccine rules, but without provoking America. So, you know, that's the key, you see. And now the federal workers are going to have to attest to their vaccination status or face big new requirements. You're going to have to double mask, triple mask, bend over, you know what, get the mark of the beast or whatever you're going to do. And in the midst of all of it, where they spent $1 trillion in Afghanistan and $85 billion in the last few years on the military of Afghanistan, and oh, isn't it interesting? Do you remember when we were going into Iraq the first time, storming all those guys, storming Norman Schwarzkopf and all that? And do you remember the guy they called Baghdad Bob? Baghdad Bob. He was saying, oh, everything's wonderful here in Iraq, and no problem here. We've got all the commerce is busy, and look at the nice hotels and the pretty people walking down the street doing all the job. There's no, evidence of the U.S. military coming in. And then there would be kaboom, kabam in the background, and something would blow up. And he would say, pay no attention to that. That's just probably a firecracker or something over there. Baghdad Bob, you know who they've got now? They must have hired Baghdad Bob because they got good old Admiral John Kirby. Old Admiral John Kirby, the Pentagram spokesman. And he reminds me exactly of the lying bull crap of Baghdad Bob, lying through his teeth up there in front of the stage. You know? Pretending to be holier than thou. And so you got all that going for you now. You got Baghdad Bob working for the Pentagon. And Pentagon, you ought to fire that guy right off the bat. You ought to, clone somebody that reminds you of, somebody from the past, that did a better job. You could get somebody up there, lighten their loafers, and he would do a better job than Admiral Baghdad Bob Kirby, all right? So they're talking about doing all kind of stuff. They want businesses to fire you if you don't get the stuff. And then they're talking about in the CDC documents of the United States, the shielding principle, where they're going to send troops to grab lovingly grab unvaccinated seniors from their homes and other people from their homes and take them out of their homes and take them to lovingly shield them in shielding camps, which mean concentration camps. And then you're going to have to wear the VAXX unvax star or whatever. And then they'll have the guillotines or the gas chambers or whatever there. And I'm going to tell you what, I saw yesterday, thanks to the caveman sent it to me. The caveman sent me a deal where it was like FEMA now hiring, and it was across the bottom of a particular story talking about the new requirements and vaccines and all that bit. And it was touting like, FEMA now hiring, paychecks, starting at $2,800 a paycheck or something like that. Well, that could be for a week as far as that goes. They're going to have you on the guillotines. You know, that'll be the guys that just, you know, the head that pops out of the basket. They'll have to go pick it up by the hair and put it back in a basket. You see what I'm saying? The vaccine passports. And then, you know, as far as that goes, the design of the checkpoints, which some of the truck checkpoints also, the weigh scale checkpoints on the interstates, if you add in a machine gun post on each side of the checkpoint, if you add in some of the rest stops, the same kind of thing, you see, then Karpov designed all of that and told you what kind of personnel to hire, what kind of armament you needed, the machine gun or the weapons that would have to be there. And it would be like a 50 caliber, you know, Browning or something. Not just a saw or an M16 fully auto or something like that. Oh, no, it would have to be a machine gun. Or a missile, maybe, a shoulder fire, who knows? But the fact is, they're going to start doing this. Brother Quayle already has ideas or hearing ideas that's being passed to him through deep background sources that they're talking about possibly starting out maybe in Louisiana, maybe in Mississippi, maybe in Alabama, all right? Checkpoints possibly on roads and maybe on the interstates. Well, now I see today we've got the article where he's talking about interstate travel may be forbidden. Now, in Yevgeny Primakov's passport system, eventually it gets down to, let's say you're in, you're in Kansas City, Missouri, and there's a state line. And then you got Johnson County, Kansas, or Wyandotte County, Kansas, where Kansas City, Kansas is at. So you got Overland Park, let's say, or Leawood or whatever, different ones, Shawnee, Mission, all that kind of stuff, Merriam. So you're on either side of the state line. You would have to go through a checkpoint as you went from state to state. In some areas, let's say you go out into Iowa, all right? Iowa's got all their counties numbered, named. They got the license plate number of what and that corresponds to that county. They've had that for years. And let's say that you go from one county to the next. You're going to have to go through a checkpoint. It'll be like a way station on some back roads and some of the interstates and some of the stuff. And then the roads that you're going to have to, you would try to take to avoid them, they'll have checkpoints. Now, I remember hearing all of this years ago when they talked about martial law in the United States and that they would first put out some kind of a gas or some kind of a thing from aircraft up above that would knock out people or kill them, or both in some cases, because they ran the actuarial tables. They actually hired actuaries to determine how many people would be killed if they put out this gas all over a city or medium-sized town, and that all of the people that would fall and hit their head while walking down the street or behind the wheel of a car pass out and run into the tree or the car next door or the truck coming down the road and hit them head on. They did all of that. And then they also had and figured out all of the ways of doing it. And they were going to assign firefighters, local police, employees of the post office, all the people that will be commandeered by the military governors, or as Obama's thing, where he did it, and a lot of people forget about this, and I've read it to you many times, martial law, people, was declared, in a sense, we've been in a state of emergency since 1933, Christmas Eve, when the Trading with the Enemy Act of 1917, as amended 1933, was passed, and basically that set up an executive dictatorship. We went away from the constitutional government. We went away from a republic. And then, yes, there is power that ebbs and flows. Power that ebbs and flows, but at the same time, we've lived under the system, but then what they invoke and put into effect and really start to throw it in your face, well, you go up to the Cuban Missile Crisis, which brings up Hal Turner's DEFCON 2 thing, all right? That was the secondary confirmation I heard from what I was telling you about Israel talking about the nukes and how they wanted to go ahead and go, and then allegedly Biden given tacit approval to go, given certain conditions or what have you. So if that's the case, then we're going to pop World War III up. But in the midst of that, they were trying to lock down the military and force vaccines, and allegedly the naval aviators, the Air Force pilots, the Army pilots, all those good warrant officers out of Fort Campbell, in Soar, who I met years ago, one time when I was down there, and I went to Clarksville and, bought a couple beers for a couple of those guys. But anyway, and then some of the Soar, obviously, might be some of the MMV, but the MMV are not necessarily in that regiment anymore, Special Operations Air Regiment. But it used to be called Task Force 160. Oh, well, you remember too much about them. Then you read Sally Castorino's book, Castillo's book, and, in Honduras and all of that. Nicaragua, Honduras, the different stuff and all the drugs that came in. And then you go to Clinton and the cowboys in Arkansas, and Bush, Poppy Bush, was called Black Rose, and the whole thing was called, Centaur Rose, because you had a Rose Law Firm. Hillary and Hubble were in it. Remember old Webster Hubble? But anyway, this stuff, it all ties together. So you got Karpov designing the checkpoints. You got Yevgeny Primakov designing what will become basically the passport vaccine checkpoint thing. And then the checkpoints and all of that. And then you had Marcus Wolf, and they paid the Pentagon through Admiral Poindexter's program, Total Information Awareness Network, with the all-seeing eye and looking through the prism, and then the colors splitting, from the prism as the ray goes all over the earth. Well, Now, what did they do with the emergency broadcast? But anyway, let me finish this up. So the fact is that you have the tentative green light to go and nuke Iran and also to nuke Venezuela because they're pointing at America here. Well, aren't the Chinese, the Russians going to use hypersonic missiles? Probably with neutron bombs on them, neutron weapons, where the neutron weapon will kill the people but leave the buildings intact and the farm ground and the coal mines and the gold mines and the timber and all that sitting there, not fission weapons. They could also just, if they want, just pop EMP weapons and knock out the power grids and then let it go, you know, catch as catch can, you know, wow weasel inside the United States. And in 1 year, you'd have 90% of the population dead per congressional testimony. And now this stuff is out in U.S. News, World Report, Biden eyes tougher vaccine rules without provoking a backlash. Why, I'm going to tell you what. Isn't this interesting? They resurrected old Bull Durham as bullshit. Trotted him out today, saying he's presenting evidence to a grand jury, and sooner or later here, in the next few months, he's going to bring out a report. You know what that is? That is to mollify. That is to sort of give you false hope that Bull Durham's going to reinstitute Trump in the government and Biden will go away and all those hope against hope against hope against hope kind of stuff. The QAnon kind of an idea. You see, now Biden and his crew are using that on you to give you hope and to back off and to not be so protesty and not be sending emails to this one, that one, the other one. Not be going to the Loudoun County School Board and threatening them. Not be going to this one, threatening this government. Not be going to where you hear a Republican governor of Tennessee is dead in what's his executive order? 83? Number 83? And he's talking about internment camps, the sheltering, the internment camps. And then now, as well as FEMA getting ready to hire people, you see. We also had, and much thanks to B&E of B, but let's see, I think a certain friend of mine sent me something out of there. Oh, here it is. Army National Guard, listen, people, Army National Guard recruits for internment and resettlement specialist jobs. Resettlement, internment and resettlement specialist. Military document lays out procedures for civilian internees. That's camps, people. It's the National Guard. Army National Guard is actively recruiting for a job position called internment / resettlement specialist. People as young as 17 are eligible for the gig, which includes search and restraint as some of the skills you'll learn, according to an Army National Guard job posting with a job location listed as Washington, D.C. Meanwhile, military documents show that the military can, C-A-N, detain civilians here in America, including U.S. citizens, and it leaked to U.S. headquarters the Army document entitled Internment and Resettlement Operations and describes an official category of a detained person called civilian internee. A Department of Defense directive published below discusses, let's see what they discuss. They talk about the valuable job skills. Okay. In the Army National Guard, you will earn these valuable job skills while earning a regular paycheck and qualifying for tuition assistance. Job training for an internment resettlement specialist requires 10 weeks of basic combat training where you'll learn basic soldiering skills and 7 weeks of advanced individual training with, let's see, I've got something blocking the road here on this. with the on-the-job instruction. Part of the time is spent in the classroom and part of the time in the field, states this Army National Guard job posting. The location for the job, Washington, D.C., okay? And then you go on down, age requirements, etc., 17 to 35, job duties. Supervision of confinement and detention operations. External security of facilities. Providing counseling guidance to individual prisoners within a rehabilitative program. That's where you have them with their blindfolded and you have their hands behind your back. And you beat them every time they say something wrong, and then you give them Chinese school, and you go sing song, you say, hiya, baya, baya, hooka, booka, book, la, 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 hiya, hiya, hook. You see, you indoctrinate them. That's the counseling, maintaining records of prisoners and attorneys and their programs. Some of the skills you learn, military laws and jurisdictions, self-defense and use of firearms, interpersonal communication skills. Very important when you yell in the guy's ear and then jam your little finger in his ear and to torture him, you see, you got to get his attention. Search and restraint and custody control procedures. Helpful skills would be interested in law enforcement. Not a peace officer kind of scenario, like some of the good people that listen to this show and who were friends of Greg Evenson or knew about him, physically and mentally fit. It's a helpful skill. Ability to make quick decisions. Pop, pop, fizz, fizz. He didn't want to get on the truck. Let's take his house. Let's take his daughters and his sons and his wife and all of his goods in his truck. And we'll do what with them what we want, you see. I'm reading out of the deal here. Though you're training, you will develop the skills and experience to enjoy a civilian career with federal, state, and local law enforcement, you see. Yeah, you'll be real good once you, you know. But, anyway. Defense Department Directive Number 2310.01E, issued August 19, 2014, you know, states, emphasis added, you see. Subject to the requirements of the law of war and this directive's POWs and unprivileged belligerents. Do you hear this, people? Unprivileged belligerents. But you see, in the law, the real law of the United States, if you are not a belligerent claimant of your rights, then you are basically assumed to have abdicated your rights, you see. I read that in Black's Law Dictionary one time. They expect you that you've got to claim your rights, but they're talking about unprivileged belligerents. They don't have any rights. There are no rights as privileges. May be lawfully detained until competent authority determines that the conflict has ended or that active hostilities have ceased, and civilian internees may lawfully be detained until the reasons that necessitated the civilian's internment no longer exist. You see, well, if you're a terrorist and you're unvaccinated and you're a Christian, oh yes, if you're a Christian and white, particularly if you're white, then you can be sheltered lovingly and jerked out of your house, put into a sheltering camp for up to 6 months, just right to start, or as long as it takes. Same kind of thing here. Civilian internee is defined as any civilian, including any person described by Article 4 of Reference E, who is in the custody or control of the Department of Defense during an armed conflict or case of occupation, such as those held for imperative reasons of security or protection. In other words, if you go in or try to get into a grocery store to get you some food, because they won't let you go in. Well, then you see where you're at. You see, you're going to be, the military's going to grab you, DOD. In the DOD directive, detainees defined as any individual captured or transferred to the custody of DOD personnel pursuant to the law of war. Okay? So the law of war is coming into the play here, you see? That is the Marshall, M-A-R-T-I-A-L, not M-A-R-S-H-A-L-L. Marshall as in military law. And then old Obama, remember, I've read it to you many times, he did the executive order, establishment of the Council of Governors, January 11th, 2010. There is an established Council of Governors. The council shall consist of 10 state governors appointed by the president, members of whom no more than 5 shall be of the same political party. The term of service for each member appointed to be serve on the council shall be 2 years, but a member may be reappointed for additional terms. The president shall designate 2 members who shall not be members of the same political party to serve as co-chairs of the council. That doesn't mean that they're actual state governors. It means that you have 10 FEMA regions. And they're talking about he's going to appoint the military governors. The council shall meet at the call of the Secretary of Defense, which is an executive branch cabinet post, or the co-chairs of the council to exchange views, information, or advice with the Secretary of Defense, the Secretary of Homeland Security, the Assistant to the President for Homeland Security and Counterterrorism. You see what I'm saying? Look it up. Executive order, January 11th, 2010, Obama. And then you had W. Bush after 9/11, which is coming up about 3.5 weeks, just like old Andy Slave Master Slavitt is talking about cracking down with hardcore crackdown on the unvaxxed terrorist on his Twitter bird business. And just wait and see in 3.5 weeks. And he works for Red China Joe in the White House, all right? So the war or the law of war is going to come from the COVID, you see. And while they're doing all this, the pilots and aviators have said, baby, we ain't taking your vax. And you know who also? The submariners, the guys who work, the people working on the submarine. They're got highly skilled jobs, and they're underneath the water and all that stuff. They said, we're not going to take your backs. So that has given trouble to Red China Joe and the, you know, Austin, the alleged hybrid being, Austin. In other words, alien, American, you know, alien, human hybrid, allegedly. And all of the other usual suspects, Millie and all of that, except for the Marine Corps commandant has said, we're not going to give mandatory vaccines to Marines. So that's good. But Army, Navy, Air Force, all of that, Gilde and the pink jockstrap crowd, the whole deal in the Navy, and then Millie, tumble down Millie. The Air Force and the Space Force, doesn't want to be anybody who's in charge of UFOs. They just want to have a very narrow focus, and they want to have their, you know. It's so baloney. They fired the best guy, the operations guy, out of there, out of the Space Force immediately. And then Trump was naive and put it under the Air Force. If nothing else, it should have been put under the Army, because the Army originally was the Army Air Corps. And they're the ones that were at the 509th at Roswell. They were the ones that appeared in Cape Girardeau back in, what was it, 41 or 40, I think 42, when the craft went down in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. I even got to talk to somebody who was friends with the preacher that was brought out at night to give last rites to the little alien children, or whatever they called them back then, out at the crash site, you know. So now here we go. I know it's getting late in the game, but you see, we got all of this stuff, and then you got Marcus Wolfe was paid millions, and they paid Primakov millions, and Karpov millions. And you can come in the southern border, walk right in, sit right down, and get on a bus or a plane to wherever it is you want to go, where you got the wristband, you know. You got the phone number and the address on the wristband. Oh, well, let's send all of these to Florida to mess up DeSantis and cause all kind of COVID cases. Or let's send these around Texas here. 7,000 in the McAllen alone. In a little old McAllen. McAllen ain't that little, but it ain't that big either. The border town. Now, Marcus Wolf was Stasi, and Marcus Wolf had about 3 out of 5 people working for him tattletaling on the others. They tattletaled on the other 2 working for him out of 5, and then they tattletaled on themselves. So about 3 or 4 out of 5 people is working for Marcus Wolf, tattletaling on the other. Now they've got all that going, plus they just added new software into your TV, in your cell phones, all the stuff. I never used to get it. They sent me a new telephone. They had to upgrade me for free. Then I get it, and it's a Chinese. It's a flip phone, because I use flip phones. But they had to upgrade it into 4G or whatever it was. But I never have ever set any of that up on either phone. I never went on to text or to do anything. And I don't text, all right? Because then that's an easier written record. If you're going to do something, make them listen to your actual phone call or make them listen to it. You see, it takes them longer and they don't like it. They want you just to put on your Twitter bird or on your Facebook where you're going to be tonight at 10:30 p.m., where you're going to the show, where you're going to the concert so that you can be easily, more easily picked up and your car tracked and all of that. You see? Then they can hone in on your cell phones or other devices that they have planted in your car or whatever, which is now on your car, little display, and your GPS. I talked to somebody, and they were in Florida. They were wanting to go to Southwest, to St. Pete, from where they were at, and the GPS, after that emergency broadcast system, flip-flopped and was telling them to go north. I told you last night, some of you may not have heard it, but I told you last night about how somebody took a picture with their phone of what went across the screen, like code lines across the screen at the end of the emergency broadcast thing on their TV in the Tampa metro area. And on there it said, kill process or sacrifice children. Were they setting up the deal to where they can, as Karen Kingston, the Pfizer employee, told you about it, the pegylated lipid called graphene oxide that's in the vaxes or the spike jabs, that after it goes throughout your body and goes down and hits every organ, your reproductive cells, your brain, your lungs, heart, kidneys, liver, the whole 9 yards, that once it deposits itself in the tissue, that if it obtains a positive charge, instead of a negative charge, a positive charge, which could be done with the broadcast of 5G, a frequency out of 5G, that frequency, and is that the new amber, like the Amber Alert, onk, 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 is going to be a frequency there that then turns on, as she said, the graphene oxide to start to destroy the tissue in your body and to rampantly just ramp up in a weird immune system, you know, autoimmune type cycle, and to chew through your lung, to chew through your heart, your kidney, your liver, your reproductive organs, to destroy you and kill you. In other words, it's a kill process, kill shot, or sacrifice children. So as the kids are going to get the vaccine, you see, because they have a lower body weight, they're probably going to be giving them the vaccine too. 12 and up, they can already do it. But the little ones is who they want, you see. Anyway, that's what's going on. But in the midst of that, they had to come out and say yesterday, well, we're going to do the military, but we may wait until we've got to do this, that, and the other until December to try to modify the pilots and the submariners who are two of the legs of the strategic defense tripod, okay? Nuclear tripod, in a sense. They're trying to modify them to go along because we're about ready to go to war. Because if you launch in Iran, Iran has treaties with Russia and China and North Korea and Venezuela. Okay? If you launch in Venezuela, then you get the Chinese. Then the Chinese and the Russians are both in Cuba. The Russians are in Lourdes, their old signal intelligence thing. Okay? Outside of Havana there. Then the Chinese are training their police and their snipers. They're training their cops to be snipers, to hit the key people and organizers in the crowds. And then if you recall, I've read it to you many times, Freedom from War, United States Program for General and Complete Disarmament in a Peaceful World. Department of State, Publication 7277. Disarmament Series 5, September 1961. And in there, the militaries will all give up their weapons to a United Nations military. And then you'll also have police. You're going to have to surrender your weapons, Sheriff. Surrender your weapons to an MKBD, Internal Police Crackdown Force. And then George W. Bush, the Army document, domestic insurgency and declaration of martial law, 12 October 2008. It's already been declared. Go out tonight and fly boom. My ammunition, towards the water, and I'm gone. Go into their very time without a fight. Stand for me. Stand for me. Stand for me. Picking up the water of their victory. Fighting them with a dollar tooth for high check. Strike blows against the exclusive trade. Confident, scumbag enemy. Pending the defense. Go there, back. Go there.